So this is the RAIN meditation for self-compassion. This meditation was popularized by Tara Brach, who is the author of Radical Compassion and a psychologist and mindfulness expert. I find this to be very helpful when I'm feeling stuck with some persistent emotions such as self-doubt or anxiety or anger or hopelessness. So I'm going to invite you to sit quietly, close your eyes if you'd like, and notice where your breath is most clearest to you or strongest for you. Maybe it's in your nostrils or the rise and fall of your chest, or the fullness of your belly. Wherever the breath feels most strongest for you, allow your attention to rest there. And the key word here is rest. We're not doing anything special. We're just breathing. It's just a normal, natural breath. So just taking a few full breaths. And when you're ready, bring to mind a current situation where you feel stuck or something might feel hot, that it's burning up. It may be about the coronavirus, how it will impact your own health or the health of someone you love. Maybe about finances. It may be about a failure or a setback at work. Maybe it's a difficult conversation that you wish you handled differently. So taking a few moments to enter the experience. If you'd like, you can visualize the scene, set the situation. If there are other people involved, bring them in. And now we're going to activate the RAIN meditation, where R is the first step to recognize what's happening. As you reflect on the situation, notice whatever emotion is predominant. You can name it, saying to yourself, fear, worry, anger. When we name the emotion, we lessen its intensity. We bring it with us. The A in RAIN is allow, allowing life to be just as it is. Allowing your experience just to be there. It's a willingness to pause and accept what's happening in this moment. You might find yourself saying yes to something that you might have painfully resisted before. You might even whisper the words, let be, or this belongs. Again, we're creating a pause to allow it to be there just as it is. We're not trying to control anything or judge it or even push it away. We're simply noticing what is true. So R is recognize what's happening. A is allow life to be just as it is. The I in RAIN is investigate with gentle, curious attention. Bringing your own natural curiosity to this situation. Where in your body do you feel this most distinctively? Where are the feelings about this strongest in my body? What is the most difficult or painful thing that I am believing? Are these feelings familiar? Is it something I've experienced before? You might want to check in with your throat or your chest or your belly, which is often where we tend to hold some of our emotional experiences. Remembering that our bodies contain information. So checking in with a gentle curiosity to these places. If it feels comfortable, put your hand on the body part where you feel it. Maybe breathing into that place in your body. And remembering this is hard and this takes courage. So what you also want to do is investigate with that most vulnerable or fearful place, what do you need right now? Once you're fully present, listen for what this place truly needs to begin healing. Maybe it needs love or forgiveness or acknowledgement. The N in RAIN is to nurture. Nurture with a loving presence. In some way, offering care from your most awake and wise heart. Touching in to that tender place, that vulnerable place. You might offer a message of love or kindness. You're okay. I got you. I'm not going anywhere. You're not alone. I hear you. I feel you. I love you. Do whatever you need to do to feel that sense of nurturing, that peace that needs to feel loved or seen or heard. And you could spend as much time as you need here, taking care of what needs to be taken care of. And you can end RAIN by noticing any differences you feel. You may notice a sense of spaciousness. You may notice a sense of calm or different perspective. You might have a different lens as to who you are inside. Or you might not notice anything. My beloved child, break your heart no longer. Each time you judge yourself, you break your heart. You pull away from the love that is the wellspring of your vitality. But now the time has come, your time to live and to trust the goodness that you are. Taking another full breath in and a slow breath out. When you're ready, you can open your eyes if you've closed them. Move your body however it needs to be moved. Stretch. Maybe even give yourself a nice hug. And come back to the room that you're in.